Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so the video reaches a wider audience. But before I get on with the memes, here's the word from today's sponsor, Live Your Legend. It's a YouTube channel for red-pilled men and guys going their own way who want to live a meaningful, fulfilling, and self-actualized life. But there are three main obstacles you must overcome. The red pill rage, red pill grief, and red pill isolation. Live Your Legend is a YouTube channel and community that informs, inspires, and empowers you to overcome all three, so that you can live your best life by becoming your very best self. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, this woman's Trump derangement syndrome is so bad that she banned the US dollar from Tanzania. Americans are probably thinking like Thanos right now and saying, I don't even know who you are, Tanzania. In 2024, US dollar contributions to Tanzania totaled $2.8 billion. So will Tanzania still accept the customary African beggar handouts in US dollars? She's probably going to print the Tanzanian currency and force everyone to use it, and destroy everyone's savings through inflation. Up next are field trips wasted on children. Because imagine being an adult getting a whole day off of work and getting to learn how an old waterfall from the 1800s works. This is why I do road trips on my vacations. People say they want to visit places like this, but when I went to a windmill museum, I was the only one there. I took my niece and nephew to an old farmhouse and they complained that it smelled like a barn and wanted to go home. The same person seeing this spends his vacation on a beach someplace. Number 3, Stacy says that penises on girls are like pineapples on a pizza. It's really good, but a lot of people don't like penises on their women. Looks like somebody's having trouble dating and is trying to shame straight men to suckle their schwing schwing. Remember, there are no chicks with sticks, just men with mammaries. Here's Stacy, and if you're a trans woman that looks like this and still can't get a man, then you know that it's over for all trans women out there. Moving on, Roger Scruton says that intellectuals are naturally attracted by the idea of a planned society, believing that they'll be put in charge of it. Meanwhile, they're usually the ones that are killed off first when it's implemented. They're just the useful idiots that help planned societies come about. In fairness, anti-intellectuals are also in favor of planned societies, and they usually end up getting put in charge of them. Number 5, Todd says that if you're 18 with an amazing business plan and willing to work 80 plus hours a week, then no one will loan you $100,000. But if you're 18 and want to take a basket weaving degree at a university, every bank will loan you the cash. Starting a successful business means you will become independent from the system. But getting a useless degree makes you dependent on the system and forces you to become a brokey wage slave. Also, the government's guarantee student debt loan, while business debt is usually unsecured. Up next, apparently new steroids are turning young men into dangerous incels. And here I thought that women were attracted to men with chest and arm muscles. How about somebody write an article to match this one called Birth Control Pills Have Turned Normal Young Women Into Dangerous Aging Sluts? But of course, if you're a woman that wants to transition into a man, they'll give you as many male growth hormones as you want, because that's socially acceptable. If only the media was this gung-ho against men taking drugs like fentanyl. Number 7, famous trans swimmer Leah Thomas says, I was born a woman, lived as a woman, and competed as a woman. She has a lot of balls saying that, both literally and figuratively. Her prostate said what? That she was born a female, of course. Isn't that just too big of a stretch? Most likely she was born a man and cheated women out of the prize money and trophies because he originally failed as a male swimmer. But she is a woman, and if you don't like it, you could shuckle or swing swing. Moving on, will stuff like this start happening in the next 10 years? Where you're just minding your own beeswax and a woman knocks you down and asks if you have a girlfriend yet. When you say no, she will say you have one now. Forget about 10 years from now. This is how my long-term relationship started with women groping me or kissing me first. That's one way to get you hooked without your permission. But back then, I was unable to say no. Number 9, some people say that Africa can collapse the strong US dollar by becoming the United States of Africa. Many African countries are always in and out of civil wars. You gotta be a total moron if you think they'll ever unite. What will this new African economy have that America doesn't? Africa will always be poor. The people there can't even utilize their natural resources properly. Their population doesn't have a high enough IQ to build a modern civilization. Up next, this man says that women aren't worth it anymore. And of course he's right. Who wants to commit to a tatted up land whale with a high body count and ever higher standards? The average man can't get his hands on the average woman anymore. And even if he could, after being put through the ringer a few times, he would decide it's no longer worth it and just go his own way. Number 11, what do all three of these individuals have in common? The two on the left have penises and the one on the right is a dick. Also, they all have Y chromosomes, but none of them are real men. I also want to wager that their combined IQ is probably somewhere under 100. They also appear to have extremely low testosterone, even though they were all born males. They probably also wish that they could have a cooch. Moving on, looks like the West used to build proper homes with a soul. But today we're building garages with sleeping quarters attached to them. Of course, because we have a car culture. We could still build like we did in the past, but how much would repairs on an old house like that run? Here's a new home that does it right, but you know that this is just going to cost you $1 million. Most builders these days build for profit instead of beauty. Number 13, welcome to the anti-fight club. More like simp club, where American men are flocking to weekend retreats to talk about their feelings and let it all out. This sounds really, really gay. Men used to do stuff like this going off to war, or more recently going out and fishing or hunting. I bet you that some of them will leave their wives and girlfriends to be with one another. Also, is that a menorah on the fireplace? Why ever is that there? Up next, what is this woman doing? Wrong answers only. Is she trying to figure out if it's downy soft? Is she vacuuming the couch or bearing down for the next level of dungeon exploration as her canine Brutus does the hokey poke me on her in the background? Looks like she's super hungry and eating the blankets on Lonely Fools. Looks like it can also be part of a team sport to me. She looks like she must have already polished off the pillows. Number 15, remember guys that the wealthiest men in the world are 75% entrepreneurs, 15% investors, 7% athletes, and 3% artists. What's missing are the men that inherited their wealth. But one thing's for sure, that no one got super rich with just salary. Plus, if you add richest women into the mix, they all got rich getting married and then subsequently divorcing the men that they were with. Either that or inheritance. For women, the most profitable thing they can do is divorce a wealthy male. Moving on, we used to have it so good and we didn't even know it. Now Superman looks like Superboy and Reed Richards looks like an old loser. Looks like everything is being wrecked on purpose. I'm also really surprised they didn't race swap Superman or something. Oh wait, I believe they did that back in the day with Dean Cain, but I don't think that anybody cared. I did, however, like this version of Lois Lane the best. Number 17, if you only knew how bad things really were. The world's first bioprocessor is here, and it uses 16 human brain organoids for a million times less power consumption than a digital chip. But what happens when they start connecting the artificial grown human brains to robots? The organoid processor only lives for 100 days. How long before one of these goes all Blade Runner and asks for a longer lifespan? We're about to see man-made horrors that are beyond comprehension. Up next is Bonnie Blue making sure that Julia has no innocence left. This looks like some weird Squid Game, only with sex. Obviously, they're all wearing masks because they're ashamed to be there. Remember, guys, that selling yourself for sex on the streets is illegal. But you can sell yourself on camera because the tribe can make money from it. What's the next level of debauchery after we've seen this? Don't look for pictures of Bonnie Blue doing the act. Her lips look like that of a woman that's given birth at least to 20 babies. Number 19 looks like the writing is so retarded in The Last of Us that Ellie says that she's going to be a dad. Looks like the woke mind virus has infiltrated the end of the world too. It's a post-apocalyptic world, but they still have home pregnancy tests, therapists, and of course DEI. And because the show is entertaining, we're going to be subjected to more of this insanity. Funny how that line wasn't even in the video game. It was just shoehorned in there for diversity. Moving on, what the hell happened to Ariana Grande? Looks like Ozempic is the thing all of the Hollywood stars are taking. It won't be long before Lizzo looks anorexic too. Then again, maybe she bought some crypto altcoins because you know the world is a very super stressful place these days. 10 years ago, it was called anorexia, and now Hollywoke is perfectly fine with hiring actresses that look like walking skeletons. For representation of something, of course. Number 21, this anti-German Pakistani left-wing activist promises to finish off Germans, and she now has German citizenship. Western Europe is over, and the Muslim invaders are taking over rapidly. And people in Germany wonder why the AfD is gaining popularity. At some point, Whitey is going to get pissed off and send out the robots to call the enemies of Western civilization. Another Austrian painter will come and he will use AI and robots to restore order. Up next, here are the child molestation rates by race per capita. Under this post, there'll be black folks showing this and saying that white folks were more likely to be child abusers. What they don't understand is the term per capita. Maybe it's their kryptonite or something. Maybe if you have an IQ of 80 or lower, you can't understand per capita or something. According to the stats, 60% of black women are sexually abused before they turn 18. And it's all done by black males. Because when have you ever heard of a white man raping a black woman? Yeah, me neither. Number 23, what do you call this style? I don't know, but it certainly looks ugly. Women like Josephine Baker made it popular back in the flapper days, and it's never really gone away. It looks like hair stuck on your forehead or eyelashes stuck there. Looks like black women definitely know how to season their hair. This definitely has fake nails and eyelashes beat for being ugly. Moving on, what's the first thing that comes to your mind when you see a steak like this? I won't eat well done because I don't like chewing through leather. And it's a waste of money here. I didn't have my first proper medium rare steak until I was almost 30. And then I realized my parents had overcooked steaks my entire life. And that's why I didn't like eating them up to that point. Now I can't even eat beef anymore because of my inflammatory autoimmune condition. Number 25 and the last one, the Amish community doesn't have a fertility problem. Do you ever wonder why? I think it's due to a lack of consumerism, dopamine, and abundance. It wasn't until the consumerism of the 1950s that led to the boomers being the first generation with fertility rates below replacement. I don't think it's patriarchy and religion as much as it's humans being given too much stuff to satiate us so we don't want to reproduce. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.